In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Word of Life, the story of our Lord Jesus Christ as written and given by Saint Mark. And now we are on the last chapter, chapter 16. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week. By the way, the first day is always Sunday, because Sabbath day is the last day of the week, as given in the book of Genesis. Until this day, Sunday were always considered as the first day. On the first day of the week, that's why the meeting of Christians from the early church was always on the first day, which is Sunday, the day of resurrection, the new day of God and the day of the new life. On the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. That's why they call it Sunday, because with this early morning, the sun were just started to shine. They came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" Look to these good women. Although they did not know the answer of their question, actually they were highly motivated to go to the tomb, but they did not know who can help them to roll away the stone from the door of the tomb. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large, stating that it was very large, meaning that nobody can easily roll it away. And the soldiers were there few minutes ago, so anyone tried to roll this heavy stone needs many men to do this, but actually the soldiers would prevent them. So, saying it was very large, that means that they could never do it by themselves. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. You know, because Saint Mark were telling the story to the Romans, he could not easily say they saw an angel, because the Romans can not understand easily what the angel looked like. But he actually he said that this was like a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, so they were alarmed. So the idea of the large stone means that the problem of death was very heavy problem, and no one can roll it away. But rolling this heavy stone away with the hand of God simplified the idea that God Himself will roll away the heavy problem of death. And also the presence of the angels here, saying that they were very happy for humankind that they got redeemed, and now they can conquer death and enjoy eternal life. This white gaunted man sitting on the right side made them anxious, but he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they led him." So this angel proclaimed the good news of resurrection, and he asked them, "Whether you seek Jesus of Nazareth," because this was his common name, and he was telling them, "Jesus, the one of Nazareth, the one you looked at him as just a son of man, now he revealed himself as Son of God. With the power of resurrection, he could show all the history that he is not only a man, but he also God. Who was crucified? He is risen. He is not here. You know, saying he is not here, actually we may use this meaning when we help somebody to think of those who went to heaven. When they think of visiting the tombs, we will tell them he is not here. Actually, his soul is there with Christ. It's just here is his body, but his soul, his presence is always there with God, and you can enjoy his presence with the presence of Christ himself while praying. He is not here. See the place where they led him. But go tell this his disciple and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. So he proved it by saying, just look where they led him. So when they saw that the tomb was empty, they made sure that he was risen. So this one means that there were proofs for the resurrection. Also, he asked them to go and tell the disciples, and specifically Peter, that he will go to meet them in Galilee. Why specifically Peter? Maybe because Peter was very down after denying the Lord, and he felt so much guilty. That's why the angel focused on Peter and asked them to go specially to Peter to tell him the good news of resurrection and the coming soon meeting with the Lord himself. There you will see him as he said to you. Another proof that Christ told them that he will see them again, and they will feel so much happy when they see him. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Actually, these women, although they loved Christ so much, but their faith was not strong enough to declare the truth of resurrection from the first minute they knew it, because of their amazement and feeling afraid, they couldn't say anything to anyone with the first minute. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. This, you know, this meeting was written in details in the Gospel of St. John, that this long meeting between Christ himself and Mary Magdalene. Here, St. Mark just mentioned this meeting quickly, and he mentioned also that this Mary Magdalene, the one who Christ cast out seven demons out of her, so as if he is telling us that even the wicked ones, the sinners, can enjoy the good news of his resurrection. She went and told those who had been with him, and they mourned and wept. So she went quickly to tell everyone that Christ is risen, but actually because of their weak faith, they couldn't even believe it easily, and they stayed weeping and ignoring the truth. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them. These two were the two disciples who went to Emmaus, and this story was written in details in the Gospel of St. Luke. As they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. So now we had like three appearances of the Lord himself. The first one to the Marys, and the second to Mary Magdalene, and the third one was to the two disciples of Emmaus. But still, till this minute, the disciples could not believe the story of his resurrection. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. All these events happened on Sunday, on the first day of the week, on the day of resurrection. So later on the same day, he appeared to the 11. 11 because Judah the Iscariot died, he killed himself. And they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. So when you cannot believe easily, this means that your heart is hardened, because if your heart is soft, you can easily believe all words given by Christ himself, and you can easily believe others when they speak about Christ. He rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. So we need to believe what others see. We need to believe what others honestly believe in. And also we believe in the Word of God. And these together share to make us believe more and more. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So when they saw him, they were very happy, and they regained their strength, their power of faith. So he ordered them, "Go and preach the gospel to every creature." So if you remember, when he sent them in the early days, he just sent them to the countries of Israel. But now, with the end of the story of his redemption on earth, he commanded them to go and preach the gospel to all the world. "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." It's very clear and very important to know that believing in Christ and what he had done for our salvation, and had baptism, having baptized on this faith, we will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Surely, if he does not believe, he cannot enjoy the sacrament of baptism, and so he will never be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will follow those who believe. So some of the signs, the miracles, may follow the belief in Christ, just to show others, to help others to believe, to fortify the belief in Christ. "In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues." That's exactly what happened in the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. "They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So many miracles, many signs are related to the power of believing Christ on the hands of the disciples while preaching his word of life, word of salvation to all creatures in the whole world. "So then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven." That's the last minute in his life on earth, but it will never be his last minute, because he is the Almighty God, will live forever and ever. So after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. By saying received up into heaven, as if he is going back to heaven from where he came to save us, and sat down at the right hand of God. Actually, we cannot see it, but with the eyes of faith, we can enjoy the belief that Christ is sitting on the right hand of Father God, who can never be seen, because it's the place of power, of authority, of glory forever. And they went out and preached everywhere. Now you can see that the apostles, who were very much afraid and doubted everything and were scared from the Jews, now they became very strong and they were ready to die for the truth. So they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. So Christ were always working with them and still working with us. Christ is always there in heaven and on earth. Maybe we cannot see him by these physical eyes, but with the eyes of faith we can enjoy his presence and we can share him, building his kingdom of heaven, preaching his word here and there, to save millions of people to enjoy the eternal life. Glory to God. Amen.